pearls are made by oysters, the only precious gem, so far as I know, to come from a living organism. When an oyster forms a pearl, it means that a particle of sand or a tiny living creature has been drawn into the oyster shell while the oyster is gathering food. The oyster, thus irritated, secretes a substance around the object, and in this way a pearl is gradually formed. The Bible does not say a lot about pearls in its mention of precious stones. There is a mention of a pearl of great price in Matthew 13, verses 45 and 46. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. The Lord Jesus is that merchant man. The pearl is the church, that assembly or body of believers. The Lord Jesus laid aside all the wealth and glory of heaven and paid the price of his own precious blood so that he could purchase us from sin and self and Satan and make us his own peculiar treasure. We who are saved are a treasure to God, not because of what we are in ourselves, but because of who he is and what he has done, and because of what he can do in our lives. In the ages to come, God will show by his redeemed ones the wonderful riches of his love, his mercy, his grace, his wisdom, his power, his life. We will be living trophies in heaven.